section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I pee.
I see a look of disgust in your eyes as I walk in drunk again, telling you lies, cheap alibis. You know full well where this fool has been. I've got a bottle of booze and another excuse, and you're saying that this is the end. Well, I'll tell you I'm sorry that it's my fault that I should have come home or I should have called. I'll tell you I'm sorry, I'll say I'm to blame, but darling, I can't say I'll change. You've been sitting by the phone, waiting all alone, wondering, worrying if I'm alive. You were fit to be tied, wishing I'd die when I wandered in pissed drunk half past five. Well, you threw some plates, nearly wrecked our place, and you're saying you're leaving me this time. I'll tell you I'm sorry that it's my fault that I should have come home or I should have called. I'll tell you I'm sorry, I'll say I'm to blame, but darling, I can't say I'll change. Yes, I'll tell you I'm sorry, I'll say I'm to blame, but darling, I can't say I'll change. All right now.
Welcome to another in-studio episode of A Burns and IP. The difference is we are at the arena backstage with Leroy Virgil from Hell Bound Glory. Good
or
to
you
see
can call
you.
Me,
My new stage name is
Scum Dog. And you know, it's
with two G's.
Dog.
Dog.
But we're here in Bloomington, Illinois, and Hellbound Glory is on tour with Kid Rock and
KR, as I call him.
KR. Oh, you're on that kind of basis now, right? With him.
Not really.
But you know, one of the first questions, you know, for a band, Hellbound Glory, to be on tour with a large arena tour is not only big for you guys, but also kind of big for our genre of music.
Scene, music community.
You know, are these some of the biggest crowds you've personally played in front of?
Oh yeah, it's I'd say it's at least a lot of these crowds are at least twice as big as some of the biggest crowds I've played for. You know, just, you know, they're getting 10,000 people in here a night.
Right. So you obviously, you know, you and Zeke have been playing a lot of two or three piece gigs.
Well, it's Rico. Zeke's
Rico.
Back.
I'm sorry.
No biggie.
No. You and Rico have been playing a lot of two.
We miss Zeke, though. Zeke might come back. He's homesteading down in Arizona with his little woman, but he might be back.
But it's totally different now. You have, a five-piece band? What is that like as an artist to, you know, have such a bigger, fuller sound?
It's awesome. It's, you know, you go from just playing that bass drum and just having an acoustic guitar and a stand-up bass and just building it up. I'm not saying that I won't ever go back to, you know, doing that smaller, more stripped-down setup, but it's been pretty freaking awesome just to strum a couple chords through a giant PA and just
hear it all over.
Through. And, you know, hopefully we could keep this lineup going even after this tour is over. I know we're going to head home and take a little bit of a break, but we're all talking and we might continue and bring this actual, our arena band out to the clubs.
That was awesome.
And just blow people's fucking minds.
And, you know, being an opening act, you know, you have about 30 minutes to play. For having the Hellbound catalog that you guys have of songs, how do you go about picking out the songs that you guys play?
Let me see. What songs am I playing? Yeah, I get kind of, I like to do a lot of new material, so we're just, whatever works the best and whatever has the most thumping beat is what we've been going with. We've been playing been doing a Hank Jr. cover, I've been doing a new song. A lot of new material. I think the only songs we do off our records are Another Bender Might Break Me and Hank Williams records we've been doing. But other than that, it's mostly new material that I kind of wrote just for this setup.
Okay.
You know, or didn't write for the setup, but I thought it would work best with this setup.
And how have you guys been received with, you know, this is a completely different fan base. How has Hellbound Glory been received?
Great. We haven't been booed once. You know?
That's a good start.
You know, every night people have been coming out, and we go up after the show, and we sit in front of a little banner we got, and we sign pictures, and we talk with people, and meet people, and, you know, the response has been awesome. You know, people who like Kid Rock, I find, they're not into a particular genre or a scene or anything. They just, you know, they like music, or they just, you know, they're just normal working people who want to hear something and have a good time and want to hear something that's got a good beat to it. So, you know, I think we've been doing fucking great. I think we got one bad review and the guy said we curse too much or just said something and, you know, like, you know, fuck you.
Right. You know,
and you know, Kid Rock's been fucking super cool to us. He's you know, just gone out of his way to make us feel comfortable, and there's no reason we should be on this tour other than the fact that we're pretty fucking good. We're not bringing out big crowds. We don't have a bunch of money behind us or anything. It's just, I guess he heard something in our music and, you know, wanted to share it with his fans.
And you guys did the boat tour when you first met. And so when you got the call, what was it like when you got the call to get the chance to be on this tour?
On this tour? Well, you know, I got a call on my way to the grocery store. And it was just my manager, Darren, my high-powered manager, said, would you be interested in opening up for the first leg of the Rebel Soul Tour? And I said, fuck yeah, are you kidding me?
How many dates have you guys played, or how many total is it for your guys' run?
The run that we're on is 29 days.
And you know, in your opinion...
Dates, 29 gigs.
In your opinion, I mean, how do you see this as a positive, not like I said, not only for Hellbound Glory, but for... you know, the Roots, Underground, or whatever label you want to put on it. Do you see that as is a big step forward for everybody by you guys making this milestone?
I sure hope so. I hope, you know, I'm hoping that everyone else's milestones help us too. You know, it's a sort of thing where the rising tide lifts all ships.
Right.
You know, and hopefully someone here listens to us and goes and checks out some other cool bands like Filthy Still or Bob Wayne or Jake Orvis. Jake Orvis and Liz and Jared all came out the other night and caught the show.
Awesome. And we saw them in Springfield not too long ago. So
yeah, they seem like they're doing great. You know, I hope, you know, I'm a sort of person, I root for everybody. I try not to, you know, have too much negative to say about anything or anyone. But, you know, I hope it's good. I hope it works out for everyone. I hope everyone gets to the point where they're drawing bigger crowds and, you know, being able to put food on the table and do whatever it takes to continue playing music, you know?
So you guys have launched Bender Broadcast. Can you tell us what that's about?
You know, we've just been recording stuff from out on the road, just, you know, whatever kind of suits my fancy, whatever I want to record. You know, whether it be new material or old material, or just, I just wanted a way to kind of get more music out there. And I was trying to get Rico to have a bigger part in it, to do some more jokes and stuff like that, but he's just too lazy to fucking even do fun shit. So
I'm like, oh no, Hellbound Glory is about to be a bigger podcast than IBWIP in the long run.
I'm going to work on it.
There you go. Maybe someday you'll have me on, right? So, you know, what I noticed, the logo and, you know, the t-shirts for the tour and stuff, you have the bright Hunter Orange.
Yeah.
How did that decide to come up?
It's completely, it's almost like a dream come true for me, because orange has been my favorite color since I was a little kid. I was the only kid in grade school whose favorite color was orange. And my cousin Virginia will tell you, I was obsessed with orange, and my towel had to be orange, like orange clothes, everything orange. Orange is my favorite fruit. Orange, everything orange. And so, I don't know, you know, I there's a line in one of my new songs where I say, I fly a blaze orange sign way up high in the sky. And then my high power manager said, well, hey, let's use this orange thing. See if we can get people wearing some orange out in the crowd. And, you know, every night there'll be little pockets of people wearing orange and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
So it's cool. Orange.
You can be seen even if they're, you know, in the crowd. Yeah. It's got to be kind of nice in the crowd. You can see that orange. You know what I mean? So it kind of, you know, you get their fan base and stuff. So how has life changed? Is life any different prior to this tour for you?
I haven't noticed. I mean, I'm just playing bigger places. I'm doing the same thing I've always done, just being out on the road and traveling. I've been eating really good. I've been eating good. That says something. So, they got some good food up in here. Some good catering. I made friends with all the caterers, and they've had the same people traveling with us for about the last... Well, the first couple of days were done by some different people, and then for the last month and a half, they've had the same people catering. So I made friends with all them and get to go up and eat whatever like today sometimes I'll have steak, lots of fish, coffee, vitamins.
There you go.
Water, pop, you know, pop, and what else? Juice, salad. Yeah.
Got made in the shade compared to...
Yeah. I mean, at least I'm eating good.
You're not eating McDonald's and...
No. which has been cool. You know, it's been good. A lot of doors have been opening. You know, we went and recorded some stuff in Nashville in a big studio. Not affiliated with any sort of Nashville people. It's actually a guy from up in... from out west who has a place out in Nashville. Went and recorded a song. And we didn't have to put any money up for it.
That's helpful.
Very helpful. So I don't know. I'm like just too busy working to notice any big changes. You know,
that's a good thing when you're busy working.
Just focused on work and writing and music. And I really curbed a lot of my bad habits I had. You know, I haven't been drinking much. It helps to being out of the bar environment's helped me a little bit,
right?
Just because I'm,
right?
You know, I could just sit and play guitar, you know, just go for a walk. So I've curbed my drinking, and we've been so broke I haven't been able to afford pot. So I've I've curbed a lot of that too.
The last time you were on was in November of 2011, right before Bastard Child came out.
Yeah.
What does Hellbound Glory have in store for a new album, kind of time frame possibly?
I'm still working on it. I did some sessions with Shooter out in Nashville, and then some sessions in Reno, and some of the stuff turned out good, but I'm not gonna put anything out until I'm happy with it. You know, I'm not gonna let any sort of time constraints or money constraints fuck with my mojo. You know, if it comes down to it, I'll just continue doing my broadcasts and putting out songs here and there. But when I put out the album, I want it to be special. You know,
still planning that tour in France.
One of these days. One of these days. That will be a dream of mine. Go back to France. Go and piss my people off.
Last time we talked in Riverton, that's what we were talking about. Is you're super, you know, focused. Yeah. You're like,
well, I told my manager, I said, France, I want to go to France.
A lot of good food there too. So you guys are going to be playing Moonrunner Fest at the end of April. I guess one of the questions I had too is, you know, you spent a couple months out on the road playing these big arenas. Do you kind of long still for that intimate bar scene?
Because
there's a big difference, there's a big disconnect, but is that something you're looking forward to going back to? And
I love this arena thing, but I'm looking forward to getting back to, I want to take this band and start, go back and be working on building up a fucking show. That's all I got to say. I'm working on building up a show. You know, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot of stuff out here in the last couple months. Just, I've learned from Bob. I've learned from the people around Bob. And I'm not going to change. I'm going to do whatever I want. It's what I've always done. I'm not going to let Kid Rock change what I do. And I'm not going to let any sort of scene change what I do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
But you know, I've got some plans I'm cooking up, and it's going to be my own style, but it's going to be a bigger show.
Cool. That's awesome. Like I said, you know, being in this environment, there's a lot more connections you make as well, and I'm sure there's quite a few avenues that you have opportunities for now that maybe you didn't have 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. We went and did that, filmed a little version of a song for that CMT, and that was a lot of fun. They were actually really nice to us. which is cool, you know. So that was fun, and I know we're talking about maybe getting on some other big shows over the course of the next year. And then I know we're talking about doing a club tour in June. And we signed on with a new booking agent as well.
Okay.
The same guy who books Kevin Costner books us.
Oh, really? Kevin Costner needs a booking?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He has a band.
Oh,
Kevin Costner's band.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that he had a band. I thought only Kevin Bacon had a band. But I don't know.
No, Kevin Costner. I got the same booking agent as Kevin Costner.
Awesome. So, I mean, when this leg of the tour is over, rest up a little bit, but not very. You don't spend a lot of time resting, I know.
My books are pretty clear, so I have to get back to California and make some money. Is the plan. When I get done with this tour, I'm going to get back to California and make some money, do some dates, maybe just me and Rico. But I'm sorry to interrupt.
I was just kind of, what do you have planned for the next, you know, couple months, 3 months?
We got that club tour in June. I'll probably do, like I said, a bunch of dates back on the West Coast, hang out with my wife and my son, and I don't know, maybe go up and visit my stepdad, do some oyster farming, play some gigs.
What's been your favorite part of this tour? Or most memorable?
Most memorable? I'd say just steady work. Having steady work has been fucking pretty cool.
It kind of takes a little bit of pressure off too. Yeah, you have to be somewhere. You don't have to go calling people and saying, "Hey, is this still going?" Or somebody calling you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna show up and there's no one here and the fucking doors are boarded up. You know what I mean? That's pretty rad. It's been a good couple months of just working hard and.
Well, I know that, you know, being out on the road it's all, you know, many different kinds of stressors. But like you said, you might show up in a town and the place will be boarded up and you don't have to worry about that stuff. You got your manager, of course, you know, but it's definitely got to take a load off.
And they, yeah, like, and like, I don't got to worry about my next meal either.
There you go. They just tell you when it's time to eat, huh?
Well, I mean, there's just food. Anytime, like, there was a couple weeks where I didn't eat much when we had 2 weeks off, and it was like I wasn't eating, and they had no money to eat. But, like, whenever we got show days, we've been eating good. Rico's been putting on some weight. He, like, awesome. He's nonstop over at the catering.
All right. Well, Leroy, as always, it's a pleasure to see you, man.
Okay, man.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this.
Wait till you see us up on stage. My scum dog persona has come out even more.
Right on.
I'm like running up and down the fucking catwalk.
Well, I've been out on a bender since I can't remember. And lately it's starting to show. Well, the lines on my face is showing my age. My mind's beginning to go. Yeah, I'd quit right now, some way, somehow. Reverse the damage I've done. But I was on to my face, and it's far too late to stop a bender once it's begun. Another bender might break me, and it might take me down. I've crossed the line and I passed out right at death's door. And I woke up the next morning and didn't heed the warnings. Went off on a bender once more. Between the pills and the whiskey, it's getting a little risky. One day I'm gonna wind up dead. Another bender might break me, and it might take me down. But that's a chance I'll take it, and I'll take one more round. So get out the gravy, and we'll all get hellbound. Another bender.
Attention, folks, here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at ibwip.com, AmishBJ at ibwip.com, and ColdBeer at ibwip.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics!
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.